Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you doing over there?
Oh, keeping busy and checked out my new hedge trimmer. It works great. So now I'm attacking all of our foliage.
You're going for it, huh?
Well, some of that, in advance. The mums, you're going down.
Some of that fall cleanup is definitely here for sure. Nope, I know what you mean. In fact, we did a little bit of that at our house, too, the other day. And it's a job, for sure.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you do a little bit at a time, get rid of it. And then when they shut off the irrigation, you're not stuck with doing the entire yard all at once.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, we are always like to start off the show with our crazy celebrity real estate story. And McKay, the one I've got for you today, I don't think this is a surprise, but we're going to talk about Floyd Mayweather today.
Oh.
Now, do you know, I don't know, has he been in the news at all? You think he has any extra cash lying around?
Yeah, after a little tilt with the Irishman.
Oh, that's right. Okay, he might have had what we call a life-changing pay increase. And it doesn't look like he's going to change his ways too much. He recently, since that happened, he purchased a $29 million fully renovated French estate in Beverly Hills. It was built by the developer who's currently building the most expensive spec home in the U.S. at $500 million. He's building a $500 million spec home. So this was just one of his small, measly $29 million projects.
See, that's a sign that you're making too much money.
Yeah, I think he did pretty
well. I'm all about capitalism, but that's ridiculous with a capital R.
Apparently $300 million from the recent fight. 10% of that is going to housing, we can say. So this place, unbelievable. The developer purchased it in 14 for $15 million, completely rebuilt it, underground guest house, 10,000 square feet, movie theater, full bar. I mean, the place is just absolutely incredible. So they call him Money Mayweather, and just like the name, he's definitely already spending some of the money. So there's our crazy celebrity real estate story.
If you have to ask what the mortgage payments would be on that, then you can't afford it.
This was a cash deal here.
Oh, okay.
Is what was reported.
Don't lose the receipt.
That's what we're looking at. Well, we've kind of had the last couple of weeks, we've had a parade of homes theme going. We talked to Jeff Losey with the HBA. Mm-hmm. We talked about new construction with the parade of homes. And then we also had Joe Peterson on from Joe Peterson Insurance and talked some insurance related issues going on. One of the things that happened during the parade and that I wanted to address, and we talk about it a lot on the show, is there was a home up in South Richland and that just had an absolutely incredible custom pool in it. Mm. And so I said, gosh, you know, we need to get a pool guy on here to talk to us a little bit about pools. So in the studio with us today, I've got Brent Martell with Premier Pools. Brent, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Good. Now, you told me you're not a radio guy, so I'm going to give you a little bit of slack here. But so one of the things that we talk about on the show is we went over the parade and the custom homes is, man, that was an amazing pool up there that you did. And I wanted to have you on the show and talk about the process a little bit when you decide to do a pool like that. And I know this one was a little different because it was custom, and I think there was some time constraints there. But what's the first step when a homeowner calls you and says, hey, I'm thinking about putting in a pool? How do you start that conversation?
Well, I think it's really important to decide on, obviously, the location. But the first thing that I like to understand is, you know, what you're going to be using it for. The ages of the kids, you know, is this a starter pool for your family, where maybe a more of a shallow end and, more subtle pool is, or is it, you know, some teenagers that need, you know, lots of deep end, you know, to be able to jump and splash and, like up on the parade home, it has a pretty tall wall, and I think the teenage kids are going to enjoy, you know, jumping off the top of the wall.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think I know exactly what you mean, and that makes sense. So I think really, yeah, addressing the needs of the family. Gosh, I didn't even have that on my list. That's why we have the expert come in. So, no, that makes a lot of sense for sure. And I know. Now, talk about that project a little bit. How was, and the materials I know have changed over the last couple of years, how was that pool done and designed? I mean, it didn't look like something you just ordered and dropped in the backyard, if you ask me.
Yeah, so that it's an interesting question. And when I talk with my customers, it's they're very surprised. Which a lot of people, you know, you'd have to look it up, but a spider tie pool, it's a system where it allows us to custom build the pool and using concrete. So we basically form up the whole entire pool, and we are able to pour all that in one time, the bottom and the sides of the pool. So there's no cold joints. So based on, you know, you used to have a gunite pool, we're forming the whole entire pool, and then we basically pour the whole thing, and then we add a special coating on the inside of that that smooths everything out. And then we add on top of that, for the final coat, we do a polyaspartic coating. And that gives you kind of a metallic, sparkly coating that inside the water, it's kind of shimmers and shines. And there's not too many. I don't know of anybody else doing this anywhere in the world right now.
Yeah, so. It was. It was an incredible design, and it really, the way that lot was up there. You had a hill behind, and then the shape of the house. I mean, it really. You guys were really able to fit that pool in there. I mean, just it looked just perfect the way it was in there. And so I imagine the ability to form the pool up. Gives you guys a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then what now, I know this process takes some time. I guess let's not talk about a parade house because we can talk about how crazy that can be. But when someone is considering a project like this from start to finish, you know, we're thinking about putting in a pool. Is there a time of year you like to do it? Do you do more? Or what's that time frame like? Say, if I want to be swimming next summer, how does that work with your team? How is that possible? And what are the time frames like with a pool construction?
Yeah, so that's another great question. I mean, so a lot of people, you know, think of a pool as, you know, something they start building in the early spring, and then they're swimming, you know, as the weather gets appropriate. And so I try to tell my customers, I mean, in Tri-Cities, I mean, technically it doesn't get as cold. Last year was an extreme.
Absolutely. Snowmageddon, as we called it. Yeah, let's hope that does not come again.
So, you know, we build pools all year round. The one thing that we can't do is pour, you know, like the final concrete, you know, your decking, because of, you know, if it's cold weather. But if weather permits, we can. So we can build a pool any time of year. There's not one time or another. The one thing that I would say is that a lot of people want to build a pool to have it ready for the spring, but really that hinders them because they're basically getting in a lineup where there's so many pools that need to be done. Projects, you know, carry out longer, and so then they're unhappy with what I've, you know, kind of heard in the Tri-Cities. But it, you know, and that happens with us too because we get so busy. So we like to try to space things out where we're working, you know, full year contracts, because nothing stops us. So to have your pool done a little early, just to have it ready for when the weather is appropriate, I think that is something to consider.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, and that definitely the weather does come up. Now, speaking of the weather, I got to ask you, because that pool was not just a perfectly square shape. It had two different sections to it. But I swear, I thought I saw an auto cover there. How the heck do you do an auto cover when a pool has irregular shapes like that? How did you guys do that?
So so we basically have a cover at the shallow end and a cover at the deep end, and they meet in the middle. And so that's another thing, I guess, with Premier Pools. We're never afraid to, you know, try something new and different. I talked to my auto cover company, and he's kind of like, man, you know, Brent, I don't know. We've never done that before. And so my guy and I, my project manager and I, kind of got together one day, and we looked at it, and we said, we can, you know, we think we can figure this out. So we tried one in Pasco, and sure enough, everything went smooth, and it did well.
That's awesome. Okay, I don't feel as bad now that you're telling me you haven't done a whole lot of these, because that was new to me, and I was like, man, that is really cool. So, well, fantastic information. Folks, we have been talking to Brent Martell with Premier Pools. We've been talking a little bit about some of the Parade of Homes pool installs. We've gone over a little bit of the process and how that works. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to Brent a little bit about some of the chemicals, what goes on in the pool, and the maintenance, and get his ideas on some different styles and how to take care of that.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about pools this week. We've got Brent Martell here, kind of giving us a little bit of an education about pools and what they provide. And Brent, we talked a little bit off the air, and you brought up a great point that I definitely want to start with the listeners, because one of the things that happens in real estate is that we talk about how much value does a pool add, and then how much value will an appraiser give that to a house values. And quite honestly, they kind of get a bad rap sometimes as far as that. But you made a really interesting point off the air, and you said that when you're talking to a customer about the design of the pool, you came across where you're like, okay, well, let's talk about how long you're in the pool. Explain that statement, because it really took me back. Like, and then I thought about it, and I'm like, man, that's brilliant.
Sure.
What do you mean by how much are you actually in the pool?
Yeah, so I mean, talking to customers, they're you know, people want a swimming pool, and so they automatically think of swimming because it's a swimming pool. And so, but a swimming pool doesn't have to be a swimming pool. A swimming pool can be a water feature. It can be a place to lounge and to sit and to talk and have conversations while you're cooling off. And so typically you would have a pool that is a rectangle pool and a couple little tiny stairs going down to the pool, and there's nowhere to sit. There's nowhere to do anything with. And so,
right.
So if you want to sit in there, you maybe sit on the side of the pool,
right,
you know, or something like that, but that's not very comfortable. And so over time we've found that, you know, putting in a sun deck or putting in two seats in the deep end that can be a seat or a stair, or you know, figuring out, you know, some different places where people can sit in the pool, but yet, you know, maybe like in the sun deck, maybe there's 8 inches of water where you're sitting in a chair, so you're behind and your feet are in the water, but and you're sitting there reading a book or on your iPhone while the kids are in the deep end.
Wow,
yeah, playing some basketball or something.
So now you're getting more use out of that investment.
And then water features, turning on water features at night with the lights, you know, with laminars that look like glass rods, sheer water descents, bubblers, you know, in the you know, so you're eating dinner out there, you're having some guests over. No one wants to swim maybe because it's cold outside.
Right.
But you have the pool open, and now you have this ambiance of water and lights and different things.
Yeah, so I love that you brought that up, because it's more of a landscaping atmosphere, mm-hmm. you know, and we notice that on the real estate side of things when we're showing homes, and especially you get to maybe an upper end home, you know, above $400,000 or $500,000, where sometimes that pool is almost an expected luxury that someone's going to be wanting to see. And I tell you what, having it showcased when you walk out the back door, it's not just a pool. It's an entire atmosphere back there. So I'm glad you brought that up. Man, you're doing great. I wrote down stuff for the show, and we're not even using any of it because, you have such better ideas to talk about. What I do want to, for the listeners, though, touch briefly on budget. I know you install, you talked a little bit about the coating that you put on over the cement pools, but you know, when people come to you with different budgets, what type of pools do you direct them towards with those budgets, and do you install those types? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so we've learned anywhere. Our very first pool we started with was a fiberglass pool, and then when we needed to do larger pools, fiberglass pools only come into a certain dimension, and so then we needed to learn how to do liner pools. Well, then the liner pools are more of an economic type of pool, and so people wanted nicer pools and fancier pools, and so then we had to learn like a gunite or a plaster type of pool, and so now we basically have taken all those and we've created kind of our premier special pool, concrete walls like I was talking about earlier, and then putting this polyaspartic coating on them, so that becomes a pretty efficient way to get a really nice pool for a less amount of price. You know, you're gaining value with that. And so we do all pools, but when it comes down to it, I think when I do a comparison, it really comes down and we sell mostly our little special that we have for our pool building.
Gotcha. Okay. That's awesome. And then you do, and then for your typical just drop-in pool, you said you do like a fiberglass pool. Mm-hmm. That's where you just pick a shape out of a book and it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. You cannot change anything.
And then you guys drop it in and do the rest of the install.
Sounds easy.
Yeah. Sounds super easy. Now I know it's not, and so generally from the time you show up to, say, dig the hole until you guys leave and finish up with your final landscaping, what's that construction time frame usually look like for one of those pool projects?
So I tell everybody to give myself some space, you know, because I don't want an unhappy customer. But I would say the soonest is 6 weeks. And then we've had projects out into the 2-3 months.
Okay, gotcha. Probably complexity and weather and everything
exactly.
else. That,
and a lot that of times there's added, you know, landscaping and pavers, and you know, it's more than just the pool. So sometimes that gets mixed up with the entire project.
Okay, gotcha. So now I'm going to cheat a little bit because I live fairly close to where that last pool went in for the Parade of Homes. And I'm pretty good at math, and there's no way you were starting that pool 6 weeks prior to the Parade of Homes. So, man, you look like, did you just have to kill your crews or
yeah, so
that's a special project,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we got signed over for the engineering of the pool on the 10th of the month. And then we had to finish by the 30th. And so we had 20 days to finish the pool, the wall, and the landscaping.
Well, it was crazy and funny, not funny, but watching. I mean, kudos to your crew. I mean, there were times when I came home from the real estate office at 10 and your trucks were still there. And I left to go to the gym at 4:30 in the morning and your guys were already back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, kudos to you guys. And that product was just incredible for those that did see it at the Parade of Homes. Now let's go a little bit on the other side of things, and I'm sure this comes into the consideration of the install, and maybe it's personal preference, and I'm glad you're here because I just don't know enough about it, but I don't know if it's trendy or if that's how the technology has gone, but talk to me about chemicals in pool systems, because you see a lot of websites and you see a lot of people saying that chlorine's out and salt water is the thing. And I don't know the difference. And then I heard you mention ion. So I'm just going to turn it over to you and let you tell me, what are we talking about?
Yeah, fun stuff here. So basically, back in the day and even today, it's been proven that chlorine works really well. And so chlorine is a sanitizer. And it so basically you used to have where you'd put some tabs in your skimmer or in a tab feeder that you turn a little dial, and it adds chlorine, and then you test your chlorine and make sure that there's enough chlorine in the pool to, you know, sanitize it. And so then a chlorine generator came, which is the technical term for it, where a lot of people say, I want a salt pool. But technically, on a salt pool, you're taking salt and then you're putting a little bit of electricity to it, and you're creating chloramines, which is chlorine. And so on a salt pool, it's chlorine. It's still chlorine.
Oh, okay.
And some people say they like the feel of the salt and they like this, but I personally think, I don't know. When you get out of the pool, obviously there's salt in the water, and then it crystallizes on your body, and then you have to take a shower at night because you're all itchy and, you know, feeling kind of...
It's different.
Yeah. So and then now, and I don't think too many people do this, and I don't know why, but on an ion system, all an ion system is a copper electrode that's emitting copper into the water, and so that basically takes care of algae. And so that's a major issue with a pool, is getting a green pool. Well, we've stopped that, and now we just add a pack of shock like every 2 weeks to do the sanitation, and then basically it's it takes about 6 hours for that to burn off because it's not stabilized.
Oh, okay.
And then you're back to drinking water again.
Okay, gotcha. And then just using the copper to keep the algae away.
So now you go swim at night, or you go swim in the day, or whatever you do, and you come in the house, you change out of your swimsuit, and you go to bed.
And the gals' hairs aren't turning green and everything from all the chlorine in there. They'll appreciate that.
Yep.
Very, very interesting, and an interesting change to how that's progressed to that. I didn't realize that. So, yeah, because I think another thing that people look at is, okay, I'm putting the pool in, but then I've got the maintenance cost of the pool also.
For sure.
Now, Premier Pools, I apologize, I don't know the answer to this, but are you just a pool installer, or do you guys do a maintenance program afterwards also?
Yep. We have service techs that come out and maintain, whether it's on a weekly, biweekly, monthly basis. And
okay, so you do the maintenance to the systems also.
We kind of shoot ourselves in the foot a little bit on the ion system because there's not much maintenance.
Now the ion system's working so well, not as much maintenance. Okay, fantastic information. You know, as we get close to wrapping up today's show, I always like to ask, is there something about pools that I didn't cover or that you wish the public was more aware about? I mean, now's your chance.
Well, I had wrote one little thing down here. I talk to a lot of people, you know, you think of buying a boat and going out on the river and doing all this stuff, and it's kind of a hassle, you know, it takes all day.
Yeah.
And so by the time you do that and you gas up and the food and when I go out on a sales call, I'll bring this up a lot of times, is that, you know, taking your pool and having that in your backyard and in your own privacy, and having parties and people and your kids, you know, friends wanting to come over to your house, and you're kind of, you know, with your kids, watching them, which these days can be very important. It's nice to have a pool in your own yard. And I've had a couple of friends tell me they've sold their boats. You know, they even had a nice Malibu boat. They sold their boat because their pool is so much more important and so much easier for them to have.
Yeah, that is a really, really good point. Well, Brent, if you guys have more questions about pools or pool installs, you can get a hold of Brent at premier.industries, and you can always go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a quick message. We'll always get you in touch with the guests that we have on the show. But Brent, thanks for being on the show. I learned a lot today, which is absolutely fantastic. And, yeah, we just appreciate you being on here. And thanks again, too, for participating in the Parade of Homes. And, I mean, it's really creating – I know you created an amazing pool, but it's entertainment also for a lot of us to see what's possible. So really appreciate that. And, John, If you'll let us, we'll be right back here next week.
Of course, on News Talk 870.